a lot of times people say, why do cats always come to me? I'm not a cat person. It's because they want you to be. They want you to like them more, be used to them more.
Hello, kind-hearted viewers, and welcome to Animal World, our co-inhabitants. On part two of our two-part series, we continue our interview with Miss Kim Maloney, who has been communicating telepathically with animals for the past 30 years. Miss Maloney has an honors diploma in animal sciences and has earned certificates in nutrition, homeopathy, and applied kinesiology. She has appeared on television and radio programs and is a columnist for the Sedona Journal of Emergence, a U.S.-based spiritual publication. Striving to help all types of animals with behavioral, emotional, and physical issues, she is known as the Animal Whisperer. She now introduces us to some of her animal companions.
Okay, Polly is this one in here. That's Sid there. I find every single animal has different personalities just like people, and they're quite funny to listen to.
Have you ever wondered why a particular animal has come into your life? Did you choose an animal companion, or did she, in fact, choose you?
I firmly believe that no matter where they are, no matter where they came from, they choose where they live, where they go, ultimately. And Sid is saying, you're right, we go through the appropriate steps to do what we have to do to come into your lives.
Animals are very sensitive and have strong emotions just as we humans do.
The animals have emotions. They feel things just like children do, actually. They have deep emotions. They get terrified, they get afraid, they love. He said, we're just like children. He said, if people could think of animals like children, maybe they might think of us differently. They have major emotions. They cry.
For those with bird companions, Kim Maloney has several excellent suggestions for keeping our lovely feathered friends happy.
It is so important for animals, especially if they're not out at all during the day, if they're not flying around all the time. They need toys. Parrots need toys. It is so crucial. A lot of places where I go, they don't have toys, and they get so bored. But they're very emotional and smart and intellectual, and you need the mental stimulation, like this kind of stuff, all day keeps them busy. So they're very, very happy. They get to watch TV all day, and they have music. They get their pictures, they get to look at themselves, how beautiful they are all day. And they do love themselves. They think they're beautiful, and they are.
So what are their favorite toys?
Oh, everything. They like wood. They like shredding wood. They have jobs in there. They work. They have their little shredding stuff, so they actually have their work and their jobs. Saber, he likes cedar blocks, very big pieces, like wood. Like he likes to strip the bark off of it.
Kim's parrot companion, Saber, was born in Jamaica's tropical forests.
When he was in Jamaica, he was flying around free, and he loved it. He had a family down there, his mother and dad. He knows exactly what we're saying. He knows what you're saying. He knows what I'm saying.
When Saber came to live with Miss Maloney, he wanted to be able to fly as he had done on his island home, so he asked his new caregiver not to clip his wings.
I made him a promise. I'd never clip him. In the 35 years I've had him, he flew away twice, and he was gone for a weekend, both times. Like, he was gone, and he was up there screaming and flying around, and I was crying. I said, if you really want to go back to your homeland that bad, I'll take you back. Somehow I'll get you back down there. And he says, nope, I just want my freedom for a weekend, then I'm coming back.
Mm-hmm. Miss Maloney explains that Sabre is a very deep thinker and is a sage among the birds. Sabre has told Miss Maloney that he is worried about what humans are doing to the earth.
He said one of his concerns is that they're burning down the forests, like Brazil. Some people have said to me, you know, he shouldn't be in captivity, he should be down there in the islands, in the forests, that kind of thing. But from his point of view, and from a lot of parrots' point of view, at the rate that they're tearing them down, burning them, their homes are being lost. So he said sometimes from their point of view, they would much rather have homes, as long as they're good homes, like this, like mine, where he's free to fly. At least he has a home, because wherever the birds are and the other animals, they have no home. And he said, once that's gone, they have nowhere to live. He said, that's a major concern. That's why he wouldn't like to go home down there anymore.
When we return, we will hear more fascinating messages from the animal companions in Kim Maloney's life. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
The animals, what are they thinking about global warming?
They're afraid, they're terrified, and they're trying to tell us the signs. They wish people would listen, but we're not listening. Not yet.
Welcome back to Animal World, our co-inhabitants, as we continue our interview with Miss Kim Maloney of Ontario, Canada, who is known as the Animal Whisperer. Miss Maloney was born with the ability to communicate on a heart-to-heart level with all types of animals, and as a professional telepathic animal communicator, strives to help them with their behavioral, emotional, and physical issues. Sabre, a parrot from Jamaica, believes that many of us could communicate telepathically with animals if we just had more concentration.
He said there's a lot of animal communicators in the world that don't know they are. They don't know they get messages that's coming from them. And a lot of people, they'll say, oh, that's just my logic. But he said animals are trying to communicate. Birds are trying to communicate. Any kind of species does try to communicate. If you get the message by your thought or pictures or words, that's them trying to communicate.
Animals have many special abilities, one of which is the capacity to foresee coming natural disasters. In 1975, officials evacuated the city of Heichang in China that had a population of 1 million based on the changed behavior of local animals such as horses and cows becoming agitated and rats and snakes appearing frozen on the roads. The move potentially saved thousands of lives as a huge 7.3 magnitude earthquake then struck the city. Miss Maloney says animals knew well in advance of the enormously devastating Indian Ocean tsunami that struck Asia in December 2004. Sabre shares his thoughts on this disaster.
He said, but we knew it was coming days before, months before. He even told me that there would be a big wave coming somewhere. I couldn't clue in where, but somewhere over there. He showed me this big wave coming. And I got chills up my arm, and I went, oh my gosh. And he said, it's going to be big. I said, why are you showing me this? And he said, because all the animals are getting ready. Species can talk to each other, like he can talk to Gabby down there, Gabby can talk to all of them. It's not English, it's not any kind of language. It's more like a sound or a musical sound. And he said, everybody knew it was coming. A couple of months in advance, they started preparing. But there were some animals had a hard time leaving. I guess they were pets or whatever, but they did whatever they could.
The animals are very concerned about climate change and have something very urgent to tell humanity. Miss Maloney conveys their message on their behalf.
Is there a message for the world that he would like to send?
All at once they all said, stop the madness, stop the craziness. They're showing me a picture of human race on an island with a tsunami rolling in. They're saying, what more do you need? What more sign do you need? You're having all the signs, you're getting all the signs. We can't write it out. We can't spell it out for you. We can't talk. He said, you have to start listening or else we'll all be gone. We're all, oh, I'm getting goosebumps. If all the animals are gone, then the people will start to go too, because you can't live without us. Because that's one of his big ones, Brazilian rainforests. The rainforests in general, they're picking up on that too. If they cut down everything, if they burn down everything, if they destroy everything, there'll be no animals left.
To close, animals have chosen to live here on Earth for many reasons, one of which is their sincere desire to try and better the lives of human beings.
Let's take birds, for example. What are their purpose in life?
To make people happy, to be their companions, to love them, to be with children, to make them happy, to be pets. They even want to be pets. They don't mind being pets. They love being pets. To be guardians, sages, oracles, to be there to help them, to guide them. Humans need a lot of guiding. And a lot of them love children, too. They come into the world for the children.
Thank heaven for all the kind and considerate animals who are guiding us in our journey here on Earth. May Providence bless Miss Kim Maloney and all telepathic animal communicators who enable us to understand the thoughts of our animal companions more clearly. May we quickly adopt the organic vegan lifestyle to protect all beings and our home. For more information on Kim Maloney, please visit www.animalwhisper.com. Thank you for joining us today on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Coming up next is enlightening entertainment after noteworthy news here on Supreme Master Television. May love and compassion fill your hearts and your lives.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/AW.